I saw how Derby were playing at the moment, and that was a big plus for me. I could see they were on the up, and the style of football they were playing. Chelsea were big fans of that, and they knew how Steve worked. And I think it was Michael Emanalo said that from his time at FC 20, he knew that Steve was a great coach, so that I'd develop, and my development would come on leaps and bounds. So there's the playing style, or the working with Steve again, and then the fact that it's quite close to home. That was a bonus as well.
So you said that you've obviously worked with Steve during your time at Forest. You're a product of the Forest Academy, your family are from Nottingham. How close is your affinity with the club? You were there from being a boy, weren't you?
Yeah, well, I grew up being a Forest fan. The whole family's red and massive Forest fan. Dad's a massive Forest fan. All family friends are massive Forest fans. So obviously I got a bit of stick when I came here, but they still support me. Even though the ones that say they were diehard Forest fans, they come in to watch Derby now, so can't be that bad.
And from your point of view, obviously, your dad was closer friends with the chairman, Nigel Doughty, and a lot's been made of your goal celebrations last weekend. Talk me through what that meant to you to score that goal for Derby and that dedication to Nigel.
It was just something I spoke to Mike. The first thing I did when I heard I was coming to Derby was I rang Michael up, who's one of my best friends and Nigel's son, and I told him, look, I might be going to Derby. And he's like, look, Nigel would be proud, he wouldn't mind, he'd be happy you're pursuing your career. So I was like, oh, fair enough. And then before the game I just said like a little prayer to myself and prayer to Nigel, saying sorry almost. I thought, if I score, I'm going to dedicate it to you, so I did.
And from your point of view, you were a product of the Forest Academy and you made the decision to move to Chelsea. How did that happen? And I mean, was it just an offer that was too good to turn down?
It wasn't really the offer that as such. It was the fact that Chelsea were offering a development pathway, and I felt that I'd come to a time at Forest where my development was getting stunted because Steve Cotterill had a lot of strikers on his books, and I think it was difficult to throw a youngster in there, but he kind of accepted it, but he told me that he wanted to work with me. But I think when Chelsea came in, it was quite an easy decision. Apart from having to leave home and uproot, but football-wise, I think it was an easy decision.
Now, you're here at the moment, and how, obviously, you've settled in well, first goal at the weekend, and how is it to be reunited with Steve and the coaching methods? Every player I talk to just says, you know, his coaching methods are something else.
Yeah, I think even though I'm playing on the wing, and the wing's probably not my preferred position, I'd say I'm a number nine, but the way he's kind of integrated me into the team, almost taught me to play on the wing, I think, because I'm not that great with the positioning still, but once I get the ball at my feet, I'm able to do what I can do. And he's just given me the confidence, really, and helped me to try and understand the position and how to play it. Obviously, when I came in, I think they'd lost the last three games, or then Leicester, obviously, when I was playing. But apart from that, I'd seen them on TV and I knew they were storming at the table. And you can see the confidence amongst the lads. They're all wanting to get promoted. And it's almost like there's a unity between the team. It's different to when I was at Forest, for instance. We were scrapping for relegation. It's a big difference.
What are your expectations for them this season? I mean, Steve's playing down promotion hopes, but you look where they are, you look at how they're doing on the form table, you've got to kind of give them the chances.
Well, if it was up to me, I'd say push for top two, but I think there's 20 games left. If you win 12 or 13 of them, then you're definitely up there for the top two. If we win 10, we should stick in the playoffs. And I think a playoffs is a good result for us. But if we can get top two, then that'd be ideal.
And on a personal level, you seem very level-headed. Lots of expectation about you. I remember when you went to Chelsea. How do you deal with that? Because, you know, football's all about reputation and your name being bandied about. There's plenty of that with other young players here as well.
I think it helps with the family. My family are really good to me, and they always keep me down on the ground, whether it's my mum and dad, but mainly it's my two sisters. They won't let me get ahead of myself, so it's good to have the family base around me.
And for the Forest Derby game?
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm hoping I'll score. A lot of people won't like that, but I'll be so happy if I get a goal.
Will you be allowed back home for Sunday dinner if you do, though?
Yeah, I think even though Dad will be... I don't know whether Dad will support Forest that day. He'll probably be supporting me, but I reckon all the neighbours and family friends might give me a bit of stick, but I'll be willing to take that.